is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I tried everything that I could in my life, but this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel radio, serving all of Senla.
At 88.1.
Welcome to the Media Ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Werner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Werner.
Yes, I'm a believer. 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, God, that you will speak a word into our hearts that will bring us peace, joy, and comfort. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, ushers. Let's give a hand to our youth ushers. Awesome, awesome. Amen. The Bible is filled with many comforting scriptures, but perhaps none so comforting as this 23rd number of Psalms. This psalm has been a favorite of God's people for over 3,000 years. And although there are only 118 words in this psalm, they are powerful words. They are powerful words of comfort. They are powerful words of strength. They are powerful words of hope. And I would encourage every parent to have your children to remember, to recite, amen, to have it in their hearts and on their minds, this 23rd number of Psalm. I want to just share with you some background information about shepherds and sheep, and then I'm going to be done. I'm going to be about 5 minutes this morning, amen? Because we live in a society where tending sheep is not your ordinary occupation. Most of us, I would venture to say that none of us in here know any sheep herders. Do I have a witness today? Amen. In fact, most of us don't know anything about the life of a sheep herder. And so I want to take just a few moments and talk to you about a shepherd's life. A shepherd in David's day, as well as a shepherd in the time of Christ, used very simple equipment. He had a bag to carry his food in. He had a rod to fight off wolves. He had a staff with the crook in it to retrieve errant or injured sheep, and a well-used slingshot with some rocks. Shepherds didn't have much, but they had a big heart. The shepherd often tended the same flock of sheep for many years. He knew his sheep by name, and the sheep knew him by the sound of his voice. Because the shepherd lived with his sheep, his job was a 24-hour-a-day job. Amen. If we were to have met a shepherd in David's time, we would likely see a sleepless, weather-beaten man who looked old far beyond his years. He would be an humble, gentle person, and yet after many battles with wild animals, he would also seem very rugged and tough. Shepherds were not wimps. Amen. But the thing we would notice most about the shepherd would be his obvious love for his sheep, constantly watching over them, always attentive to them. The sheep were always on the mind of the shepherd. But what about the sheep? Can I tell you a little bit about sheep? Amen. Why do sheep even need a shepherd? Well, in the animal kingdom, there are lots of smart animals. Some of you who deal with animals know that horses are smart, dogs are smart, but sheep, for the most part, rank as one of the dumbest animals on earth. Amen. One of the dumb things that sheep do involves how they eat. They munch on grass hour after hour without ever looking up, focused only on finding the next clump of grass to chew on. The sheep would often wander away from the rest of the flock without even realizing it. This puts them in grave danger of being attacked by wild animals. Another problem related to their eating is sheep cannot digest all of their food until they lie down. See, y'all didn't know that. Amen. You didn't know that a sheep, amen, the way their digestive systems are built, in order for their bodies to fully digest the food, it is necessary for them to lie down. Because if they don't lie down, they will keep eating, they will keep eating, they will keep eating until they explode. Don't that sound like some of us? Amen. 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 The problem is they don't have enough sense to lie down. So guess what has to happen? The shepherd has to make them lie down. I'm talking about Psalm 23. You know, we read it, we recite it, we remember it, but a lot of times we don't really know what it's saying. Amen. Amen. He maketh me to lie down. He understands that if he doesn't make me lie down, I'll just keep on doing the same thing over. And are there any witnesses in here who can testify that along my life's journey, God has had to make me lie down? Another dumb thing sheep do is they follow the leader. And I'm not talking about the shepherd. I'm talking about amongst the sheep. They will follow whatever sheep steps out ahead. And that's because of their inherent follower nature. If the lead sheep heads over a cliff, the whole flock will follow him right over the cliff without so much as a pause. Also, you need to understand that sheep are totally helpless against predators. If a wolf happens to get into the sheep pen, the sheep ain't gonna fight. They're not gonna put up their dukes. They're not gonna, amen, respond offensively or defensively. If a wolf gets into the pen, they're not gonna fight back. You know what they do? They get in a huddle, making themselves easy prey for the wolf. In fact, do you know the only time sheep will scatter is when something happens to the shepherd? Oh, I think I just said something. For the Bible readers in the house, you remember Christ's prediction on the night he was arrested that the shepherd would be struck and the sheep would scatter. That's in Matthew 26 and 31. One more thing about sheep is that if a sheep falls into water, they will drown. Because of all of that wool on them, all of that hair on them, if a sheep happens to fall in water, all of that wool will get soaked, will get so wet that it will take the sheep under. Amen. And since sheep cannot swim, they drown. But here's where we have to give sheep a little credit. Sheep are afraid of moving water, and they will not drink from a stream unless the water is still. Oh, for the folk who know the word, that's good news. Amen. He leadeth me beside the. Do you understand why sheep need a shepherd? Sheep are entirely dependent animals who constantly need someone to love them, to care for them, to watch over them, to lead them, to protect them, to provide for them, and rescue them. And somebody in here is catching what Pastor is talking about, because I'm not talking about your pastor shepherd. I'm talking about the good shepherd. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm here. And sometimes when danger is lurking and I'm not even aware of the danger that is coming my way, my good shepherd stands up and he defends me, he protects me, he provides for me, he makes a way for me. So give your good shepherd praise this morning. Thank God. Amen. David tells us that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. And the reason I don't want is because, tell your neighbor, he provides for me. The opening line says, the Lord is my shepherd. Those are comforting words. Those are soothing words. You see, because we all need security. We all want security. That's why a child stands close to his mother and his father, because a child needs security. All through life, we strive for security. We guard our health. We save money for old age. We take out insurance policies. And somebody said it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. That's because we long for security. But I've come by to tell you this morning that true security, lasting security, the greatest security of all, can only be found in a personal relationship with the Lord. Where are my folk who can say, yes, David, the Lord is my shepherd? David goes on to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Just what does that mean? Well, first, it means the Lord, my shepherd, will provide all of my physical needs. Ooh, my pastor, Reverend Harrison, used to say, Deacon Smith, that the Bible says that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And I'm just foolish enough to believe that if God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, I ought to be able to get a hamburger every now and then. Where are my folk who thank God you're not hungry? Amen. Thank God you're not hungry. Thank God you kind of know where your next meal is coming from, because he is our physical provider. But not only does he provide for us physically, he also provides for us spiritually. Hallelujah. In verse 3, it says, he restores my soul. And if you've never been down and out, if you've never been depressed, if you've never had anxiety, then this won't mean anything to you. I thank God that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, but through this pandemic, I've had some problems, I've had some troubles, I've had some anxieties, I've been depressed at times, I've been down at times, but just when I felt like giving up and throwing in the towel, thank God he restored my soul. Is there anybody here who can testify that yes, the Lord has restored my soul? He provides for me. But not only does he provide for me, my brothers and sisters, he protects me. Oh my, look at it. It's in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The valley of the shadow of death. You see, often when the shepherd moved his flock from one pasture land to another, he had to lead them through narrow, rocky crevices between mountains. These valleys were filled with danger. There was danger from wolves. There was danger from mountain lions hiding in the rocks. There was always the danger of falling rocks that could kill the shepherd as well as the sheep. There was the danger of sheep falling over cliffs. They literally were walking in the shadows of death until they emerged on the other side. But even in the midst of all of those dangers, the sheep remained calm as long as they knew the shepherd was with them. In the valley, he would protect them. David mentions two instruments. He said the shepherd has a rod. The rod, the shepherd didn't use the rod on the sheep. The rod was for the predators. If a wolf came near the sheep, the shepherd would raise the rod and holler to scare the wolf away. I don't know how you feel about it, but I've had some wolves to raise their ugly heads in my life. But I'm so happy that the Bible says no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, God shall condemn. If you know God is protecting you, give him praise. He had a rod, but he also had a staff. Now the staff had a crook on the end of it. The shepherd would use it to pull the sheep when they got off course, when they got, they weren't paying attention and they were disobedient, they would get out of the way, and the shepherd would use that staff with the crook on it to pull them back to where they were supposed to be. And I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I've gotten off course a many times in my life, and you ain't got to say nothing. I'm telling you, I can have church all by myself when I think about the fact that God is the God of another chance. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I can have church up here all by myself when I think about the fact that some of the stuff I told God, I ain't going to do it no more. I found myself doing it all over again, but he didn't throw me away. He didn't give up on me. He just got his staff and pulled me back in line with his will. Give him praise in this place. And I need to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that life is full of valleys. The valley of loneliness, the valley of depression, the valley of sickness, and yes, even the valley of death. But Christ defeated death when he went to Calvary's cross. He died, and the Bible says that they buried him in a borrowed tomb. They buried him in the tomb, but he'd already told them that in 3 days, I'm going to get up again. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm so glad that he died. He died to save me from my sins. He died because of my iniquity and my transgression. I'm so glad that he died, but I'm so happy that that's not how the story ends, because the Bible says that in 3 days, on the first day of the week, he got up from the grave with all power in his hands, and I can testify that living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But rising, he justified. He freed me forever. And now I can praise him. Now I can tell him, thank you. You ought to thank him this morning because he provides for you. You ought to thank him this morning because he protects you. You ought to thank him this morning because he made a way out of no way. If you're not too mean, if you're not too proud, why don't you testify with Pastor Garner that he is the good shepherd? He is a good shepherd. He is a good shepherd. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. For all that he's done, you ought to tell him thank you. Come on, let's bless our
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.